Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
Hi, you're back with Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So many of you are looking at the pictures of the airports and the crowds, and you're just seeing luggage. You're seeing pixel to pixel, frame to frame, airport to airport, wall to wall, troves of luggage, or baggage. It's called baggage, I guess. And I'm looking at this stuff, and all I'm thinking to myself is, we're going to have an underwear problem. Now, I don't know about you all, but when I travel, I pick my best underwear. I'll wear my most comfortable, but I'll pack the fancier underwear. Because I'm always worried that somebody's going to be searching the luggage. I've had my luggage searched because I have hair straighteners and brush dryers. And so I guess people always think they're something else. So they look. I'm like, that's a hair straightener, that's this, you know? It's like, look, I don't carry any marital aids, right, when I travel. You don't have to be looking through my stuff. So I always worry that somebody's looking through my bag. So I will pack underwear, and I'll always pack extra underwear. I don't know why. I don't get my period anymore. You wouldn't think you'd have to carry, but I always pack extra underwear just in case there's a flight delay or whatever. And so if the average person doesn't have their bag, and their bags are there, when they come home, their underwear drawer is going to be pretty scarce. So they're going to run to nearby Target or Walmart, or they're going to order online. Now, I won't pack my Hanesherways. I don't want people to think I wear Hanesherways. I mean, you guys, I don't care if you know, but, you know, I don't want TSA knowing, right, that I'm going to wear, you know, 24-hour comfortable panties. But the problem is if I come home, you know, it's New Year's or it's our anniversary or something, I only have Hanesherways, which means I'm not getting lucky with my husband. So this is an issue. And when you look at all the things people pack their necessities. I mean, yeah, there might be gifts that they're packing, but when you pack for a trip, you're packing your medicines. You're packing I only have one hair straightener. I only have one blow dryer. Now, luckily, most hotels have a blow dryer, so I don't have to pack it. But my makeup. I mean, you can't take a lot of your makeup on the plane. So I pack my makeup, which means people are going to come back. They're not going to have their makeup. They're not going to have the razors. They're not going to have, you know, unless they have extra at home. And so that's going to cause a little bit of a supply mess. It's also going to cause so prices to go up because there's going to be a mad dash to the, you know, Hanesherway. I don't know if it's Hanesherway or Playtex or whatever. Yeah, bras. We're going to have a pretty large braless population after this whole debacle. So we're being told that what happened with Southwest wasn't all weather, but an outdated software system. And they say this outdated software system was such that there were flight attendants and crew on planes deadheading, meaning, you know, traveling for free to get to another place in order to cover a flight. They could have actually worked that flight or another flight, but nobody knew because the software was, quote unquote, outdated. And I guess staff tried to keep track of where everybody was by paper. So this is being reported by Gizmodo. In an interview with Insider, Vice President of the Southwest Airlines Pilot Association, Mike Santoro, said not only did harsh winter weather play a role, but blamed the obliteration of flights on outdated software. The systems responsible for keeping up with the pilots and the flight attendants' locations were quickly overwhelmed. forcing schedulers to start keeping tabs by hand. In some cases, flights were being canceled entirely due to lack of staff through sufficient amounts of flight attendants and other workers were on board and willing to work. They said even though we had crew available, scheduling had no idea those flight attendants were in the back of the plane. The software didn't keep track. Okay, so that's a cluster and a seventh. So, you could tell there's a management issue. I understand the weather was bad, and we've lost a lot of good people, sadly, you know, during this storm. When you look at the pictures, it's horrifying to see what happened and the carbon monoxide poisoning and the hypothermia and the accidents. But Southwest Airlines is still at about 62% of their flights canceled. They've even said they're just going to operate on minimal operations for the rest of the week. But Delta, United, these other airlines were able to cope. And it's not just about the hubs and the southern hubs. Some of these also have hubs and connecting flights. So there was a management issue. So the DOT is going to be investigating. I guess Pete Buttigieg is going to get on the case. I'm not sure when. And I also, I'm not really sure what he can do. I mean, this is a mess. But the concept that there was a lot of staff that didn't want to come to work, not true. The concept that a lot of the flights and what we saw in Buffalo altered it, no, because a lot of Western flights from Vegas to L.A. and Vegas to San Diego and got messed up, too. We're hearing that some of these other airlines are going to kind of cap their prices. They're not going to skyrocket their price to get you on their flights. So if you do have to switch to another flight, there's a lot of you still stuck at airports. I get it. You're going to have problems getting medications. Many of your doctors are closed. And we're getting tons of calls of people saying, I need my medicine. It's in my baggage. So you could call some of these telemedicine companies and see if you could get a refill of some of your medications. Of course, make sure you have your recent labs available and, you know, a lot of your history so the doctor isn't operating blindly. But it's a mess. And when you see all that, and then, of course, the looting. How are they making sure that people aren't stealing your luggage? The average person knows that there's going to be jewelry in there, that there's going to be things that, nobody wants somebody's underwear or somebody's, you know, especially if it's a flight back, it's going to be dirty underwear. But people will pack certain things. And so I'm concerned that you're going to have, just like, what was it, our the nuclear engineer stole somebody's bag, right, in Vegas? We're going to, we're sadly going to probably see a lot of theft. So hang in there. And, you know, if you do have an underwear issue, sometimes you can just flip it right inside out. All right. Make it last an extra day. 1-877-DOCTOR-DELLY.
Hey, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely. Hey, guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for youth.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals into your body.
And nicotine, which can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media.
Many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping.
Because when you talk, they hear you.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So one of the biggest headlines of the week, in addition to the storm, in addition to what's going on with the airlines, in addition to Title 42, which we're going to be talking about, is we have a politician who won his seat and won his election, but has been found out that he lied. Now, read my lips that there's going to be no more taxes. That didn't really, pan out. You can keep your doctor. That didn't pan out. I'm mentally sound. if you get vaccinated, you won't get COVID. Oh, we are given our lies. But this congressman-elect did bring up some interesting lies, you know, saying he was a Jew, but then later changing, no, I am Jew-ish. I mean, it's ridiculous. But this is just representing us, people. I mean, you know, this is going to be on us. If we want to be represented by people who know what the hell they're doing, okay, we can't be electing these bozos. And this is what we have. It's time and time again. We have people that just feed us BS. And we're like, oh, yay, yay, let me get a picture with you and let me donate millions of dollars to your campaign. No. I mean, just you know, we just need somebody who's like, look, I don't want your money. Don't be donating any money. This is what I'm going to do. This is what I've done. I did this for this company. I did this with my business. I did this with my family. This is how I feel. If this is what you want, this is what you get. But this, okay, you know, I'm not a Jew, but my friends say I'm Jew-ish. What does that mean? What are you doing that makes you appear to be more of a Jew? I don't get it. Is it that you eat matzo ball soup? I mean, I eat matzo ball soup. That doesn't make me any more Jewish. You know, do you wear a kippah? Do you get constipated during the holidays? You know, what is it? What are you trying to say? You're going to get yourself stuck because you're going to say something that's going to be inappropriate or stereotypical. So what exactly, why are your friends saying you are a Jew, act like a Jew? Is it because you pray? Is it because you fast on Yom Kippur? So he's going to dig himself a bigger hole when he explains that. So basically what happened is this is the Long Island. It was a seat in Long Island. Representative-elect George Santos had come clean on the New York Post, admitting that he lied on the campaign trail about his education and work experience, but says it's not going to hurt. He's still going to be able to do his 2 years. He says, I'm not a criminal. This controversy will not deter me from having good legislative success. I will be effective. I will be good. Well, how do we know you're going to be good if everything you said was BS? But then again, the other argument is, well, you know, the average politician that's successful is a liar and a shrewd liar. So maybe he's right. Maybe he has the exact resume. Maybe the resume to become a politician and to get into Congress is to have a resume that absolutely fails on the fact check with what you've done in real life. Maybe he's right. Maybe he has 1,000% credentials to become a good politician lying through your teeth. I don't know. So his professional biography was called into question. The New York Times looked into it. They looked at where, I think he went to Baruch College, and college was like, no, never graduated from here. Or he said he had a diploma there. There was an alleged employment history with Wall Street firms. And he says, my sins here are embellishing my resume. I'm sorry. Okay, there's embellishing, and then there's outright lie and misrepresentation. You know, I mean, you know, me saying that I graduated from Harvard, that's not an embellishment. That is an outright lie. I didn't even go to Harvard. I visited the campus a couple times. That's about it. And, you know, you saying I graduated with honors and you only got maybe an honors certificate for one of your projects in one of your classes, that's an embellishment. And I know about embellishment. So, he confessed that he never worked directly with Goldman Sachs or Citigroup. He said that was a poor choice of words. Okay, now, poor choice of words is you look like you're losing weight. When the person's like, are you saying I needed to lose weight? That's a poor choice of words. You should just say you look good. Poor choice of words is not listing actual companies and spelling them out when you had no employment history with them. That is not choice of words. He said, I will be clearer about that. It was stated poorly. He claims that a company called Linkbridge, where he worked as a vice president, did business with both of the financial giants. So basically what he's saying is if I own a Toyota and the president of the United States has a Toyota, that I have a direct connection and a close relationship with the president. That's kind of what he's saying. It's ridiculous. This guy, I don't get. He helped make, quote, capital introductions between clients and investors in Goldman Sachs and Citigroup were LPS limited partnerships. He admitted he never graduated from any college, despite previously claiming to have received a degree from Baruch in 2010. He said, I didn't graduate from any institution of higher learning. I'm embarrassed and sorry for having embellished my resume. I own up to that. We do stupid things in life. That's not an embellishment. That's a lie. That's fine to not have graduated college. In fact, the new Gen Zs, or the young millennials, have a much different educational background. It's okay to say, look, I am a self-made business person. I did it without school. But to lie and say you have a degree, that and it's fraudulent. So he was elected to Congress on November 8th, according to New York Post, to represent the Long Island and Queens-based 3rd District. He was accused of lying about his family history. He said his mother was Jewish and his grandparents escaped the Nazis during World War II. But he says he's Catholic. He's not Jewish. He claimed his grandmother told stories about being Jewish and later converted to Catholicism. He says he never claimed to be Jewish. I'm Catholic because I learned my maternal family had a Jewish background. I said I was Jew-ish. So that isn't a capital crime. I mean, you know, if in Judaism, if your mother is Jewish, then that child, no matter what religion they aspire to or embrace, will be considered Jewish. And so if there is a Jewish threat, I mean, you know, this is why sadly Hitler didn't care if you said you were Catholic, Presbyterian, Methodist, whatever. If he felt there was any Jewish lineage, you know, you later, you know, were rounded up. So having Jewish background, but if he at all during his campaign said, I'm a Jew like you, I'm a Jew, okay, that's, again, it's misrepresentation. I don't believe they'll get bothered by that. It's just, you know, when you say, well, your friends say you're Jewish, I don't really get that. I mean, so anyway, yeah, he is the first openly gay non-incumbent Republican elected to the House. There's been some discussion that he lied about his sexual orientation because he was previously married to a woman. That doesn't bother me because many people who identify as gay did have a marriage previously. So that's not to me the biggest deal. So what happens next? Does he stay? There's a lot of other things that he has in his history. Did he lie to get into office? And is that something that all politicians do? And no big deal. He's going to probably have a very successful career as a politician if he knows how to lie and he can sleep at night doing it. Or is the country going to say, you know, guys, we're done. This man got donations. This man got free meals. He's going to now be on our taxpayer dime and we can't trust what he says. If the country decides to reject this representative elect, then they really need to reevaluate everything else and all the other politicians. Because now that we're in, you know, with this recession, inflation, and we're seeing the money that our representatives make, you know, to get there on false pretenses or to make false promises and to lie is BS. He took a lot of donors' money. He took a lot of time. He took a lot of media accounts. And so I don't know if, as I said, I mean, you know, politics these days, he could probably be president, you know, based on his lying history. But, you know, is the country going to kind of step up and say, guys, this is wrong, we're done. Okay, we want wholesome, good people that don't give us BS if they're going to be on our taxpayer payroll. 1-877-DOCTOR-DOLLY.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
USA News Update. Flight cancellations are continuing to pile up across the country as the travel chaos and nightmare continues. FlightAware says close to 2,800 flights within, into, or out of the United States have been canceled Wednesday. At the same time, over 1,100 flights within, into, or out of the United States have been delayed on Wednesday. The Supreme Court decides to temporarily keep in place a pandemic-era policy that denies asylum to many illegal immigrants. Texas Congresswoman-elect Monica De La Cruz says she believes the president should visit the border to see why a long-term solution is needed to slow the pace of illegal immigrant arrivals.
We're talking 10,000 people crossing our borders at one time. This is putting a lot of stress on our local communities.
An audio courtesy of Fox, Tim Berg, USA News.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product, has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So remember the 80-year-old, I don't know if he owns it, of Norco Market and Liquor, who was being robbed at gunpoint and shot the team of people who were coming in to try to rob him? And then he ended up having a heart attack the next day, survived, came back to work, and he's 80 years old. I think he also then suffered a stroke. Well, unfortunately, he has died. Craig Cope, the 80-year-old proprietor of Norco Market and Liquor in a small town in Norco, California, had died yesterday. He gained fame after the surveillance footage surfaced of him thwarting an armed robbery with a shotgun in July. People looked at him as a hero, and he came back to work the next day. One of the four armed intruders attempted to storm the store with armed. He was shot almost instantly. And 23-year-old Rashid Belvin frantically fled after being shot, telling everybody to, you know, leave, let's go. And then he suffered a heart attack, and then he suffered a stroke in October. He had owned and operated that store for 46 years. So it's a shame. On Tuesday morning, apparently they announced it. They said, we lost our Craig this morning. This is a post from one of the late Stone Owner staffers. And they said, I'm sorry, I'm without words right now, but I promise to not leave you in the dark. There will be a memorial here at the store, so when I come up with a date, I will let you know. And, you know, so that it's interesting, you know, to see. We have a few things I want to say about this. Number one is, when I see 80-year-olds continue to work, wow. I would probably be doing the same. I'm a workaholic. I just have to keep busy. God willing, my health allows me to. But when you love what you do and you love being around people, you know, and he had a pretty good work ethic from what I understand. So I think it's admirable. You also wonder if that led to his longevity. There's been this, you know, unspoken, I don't want to call it a truth, but this rumor or this theory that when you retire and retire early, it might not gain you years of life, but could actually take years of life. I'm mixed. It all depends on the industry in which you work. If you work for a toxic work environment, you have jerk co-workers and management, and you are stressed, to heck with that. Retire, smell the roses, enjoy your grandchildren, travel, and live your life. But if you love to work and you need that purpose, I think it does help with longevity. So I see both sides of it. The other issue is when somebody does have failing health, they may start to have multiple incidents. We could do amazing things, preventing heart attacks, preventing stroke, but once you start to see things happen, many families say, I wish we knew, I wish we knew. Well, a sign of one of your loved ones maybe not being around much longer is when they start to have more medical events. Sometimes that's nature's way or God's way of bringing them home. And you might not see the signs. Now, I get many of us were ill. A lot of you were in the hospital with COVID. You got through it. Now you're fine. Yes, some of us have had episodes in our life where we overcame some major health challenges, thank God. But as a family member or a loved one, once you see somebody in and out of the hospital or having issues such as that, and most likely Mr. Cope was not one to announce it to everybody. He's probably like, I'm fine, leave me alone, I'm fine. That's your cue to be around a little bit more, be there for them. Don't smother them. Say, look, I'm here for you. I want to spend time with you. Life's too precious. I'm not saying you're going anywhere, but you've taught me that there's more to life than just seeing our friends and family once a year. So just something to think about. Hopefully he didn't suffer, and to see an 80-year-old be able to stave off somebody almost 60 years younger than him, who could have killed him. It was a miracle. We live in a society right now with the soaring crime and the lack of respect for human life. And it's terrifying. Many of you have been very critical of how I felt being against the mask mandates. And I support, if you want to wear a mask, wear one. I'm just on the side of everybody should get good masks, and the government should be handing those out, hand out some N95 respirators, teach people what they do when they become contaminated. But these other mask mandates that cause people to shoot each other and security guards to get hurt and people fight, it was ridiculous. And it showed the lack of humanity. And many of you who were critical of those of us who were critical with the mandates said, well, that's inhumane to be walking around and coughing on people. You have a point. Somebody walking around spreading illness, such as these individuals who pretend they don't have HIV, and wear a condom and then remove the condom and stealth the person while they're having sex, that's assault. That's assault with a deadly pathogen. That does show no regard. But somebody not wearing a mask doesn't mean they want to hurt other people. It means they're having trouble breathing. It means they're outside. It means they don't think their mask is actually protecting them or others. But some people feel that we really were selfish during COVID. We really kind of took on a, you know what, it's about me. When you tell me to get a vaccine and put something in my body that I could have side effects with for the greater good, people didn't buy that. You had some individuals who said, I did my part. Saw that. As soon as the shot came out, everyone's like, I did my part. Well, if that's how they feel, that's wonderful. And that was nice of you, but you're getting the vaccine didn't prevent you from getting it and spreading it. Whoever told you it wouldn't was lying. And I'm grateful for us having vaccines. I'm glad I got the vaccine. But this idea that, well, you need to do it to help other people, it elicited people don't care about other people. They have to care about themselves. And so when somebody has no problem, as we saw in Philly, going up to a man who's walking his dog, tries to mug him, the man doesn't have a wallet, so instead of going away, shoots him dead. We are on this earth with people who hunt us, who don't care. They have no regard. They can sleep well at night knowing that they murdered somebody in cold blood. They have no problem with that. And we're under the impression that everybody wants to do good, or everybody's thinking the same way, and everybody's thinking the way we think, and it's not the case. And we have to protect ourselves. We need to change that thinking. We need to change that thinking where, look, if you are going to enter my store or enter my house, you're going to get shot. Now, sadly, there was somebody who was working Christmas Day and unfortunately was shot because somebody thought he was a burglar. Let me see if I have that story. And I don't know what the hell happened there, but that was frightening. And I apologize, I'm having trouble pulling up the story. But apparently somebody was working on pipes. It was a Texas maintenance worker, 53 years old. He was a maintenance worker at a Texas apartment complex, only 53. He was checking on the pipes because some burst. But a resident, allegedly, mistook him for a burglar. So he was shot and killed. Who is taking it on themselves to just shoot at burglars? You shoot if you believe you're in danger. But you call the police if you think there's a burglar. So society's a little messed up right now. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Fantasy football season is coming, but sadly, too many of you are taking the bench while the country takes part in one of the most exciting and lucrative industries out there. Don't know how to play, huh? Well, huddle up and listen. Sports analyst Paul Kalikas and I have written a fantasy football pocket guide for beginners. This book walks you through the basics and shows you how simple and lucrative joining and creating a fantasy football team can be. Read our Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners found on Amazon or follow the links on Twitter and Facebook. That's Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners. It's time you get into the action. Hey guys, gals,
Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNLive.com. That's advertise at GCNLive.com.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So even though flu cases are starting to go down in terms of what is being reported, we are seeing online still cases of flu and people trying to get medication online, which might not be accounted for or logged or reported. And so as a result, we've, in addition to supply chain shortages and other issues these companies are facing, we have a Tamiflu shortage. And I saw a slew of Tamiflu prescriptions being given earlier this fall and winter when there was no verification that people had the flu. All they said is, I tested negative at home for COVID, so it's got to be flu. Meanwhile, people who test negative for COVID could still test positive days later because these at-home COVID tests aren't very accurate anymore with the new strains. And some people lied just because they wanted to get the medication, the Tamiflu, And they said, look, I feel better. It feels like the flu. I don't think it's COVID. A lot of people had said, I don't think it's COVID because it doesn't feel like when I had COVID 2 years ago. It's different. Every time you have COVID, it's different. Doesn't have to feel the same because these are different variants that are hitting you throughout the year. So we have a Tamiflu shortage. So the Department of Health and Human Services said that they are going to release prescription flu medication from the strategic national stockpile. And parts of the United States are still being hit hard with flu, respiratory syncytial virus, COVID-19, and Tamiflu, which is the oseltamivir phosphate, comes in liquid, capsule form, and we've used it not only to fight the flu, but to prevent the flu. So before these pandemics, if somebody tested positive for the flu, we would, give the whole family medication. So we would make sure that everybody in the family, all five of you, or six of you, or eight of you, got Tamiflu to prevent you getting the flu. And it worked. But I'm thinking to myself, dang, how is this going to work post-COVID? How is this going to work with telemedicine? We're going to run out. Knew we were going to run out. September, October, I was talking about this. And here we are. We're in short supply. And in fact, the CDC last week said, hey, guys, if you're going to diagnose flu, can you wait till they're swabbed? Can you, unless they're very high risk or hospitalized, for those not at risk, we suggest you confirm it. Now, they didn't say it that abruptly, but when you read it, you can see they want to say, don't be giving out the Tamiflu unless they test positive. But people aren't making it to their doctor. They're not making it to the urgent care. You have a lot of facilities closed with the storms. You have many doctors and staff not working anymore. Many people have left the field. So individuals go to telemedicine to get their medication. And they are. The other medications are in short supply. Walgreens, CVS have had to put limits on children's pain relief medication. I think I heard Target is also going to limit some of the purchasing. We have an acute shortage of amoxicillin, which is a very common antibiotic we use for strep, for ear infections, for tooth abscesses. And we have, you know, the CDC estimates there's been at least 15 million illnesses so far this flu season, resulting in 150,000 hospitalizations and 9,300 deaths. For the week of December 10th, so we're talking a couple weeks ago, 48 jurisdictions were experiencing high or very high flu activity, while just three were experiencing moderate activity. This is according to Fox News. So we think those numbers are going down, but flu might hit us twice. Some of you might get a second hit of flu, even though most of the flu we're seeing is the H3N2 influenza A. Some of us might get later in the season the H1N1 or the influenza B. So we need to make sure we have Tamiflu. Don't think just because things are starting to wind down that means you could go ahead and get it and have access to it. So my recommendation to you all is, number one, is don't trust a negative COVID test. As I've said before, the average person who ends up testing positive for COVID is telling me they were negative at home at first, and it took a while for the test to finally, you know, a few days later show a positive. Avoid people when they're sick. There's a good chance you're going to get something, but if you're hearing the coughing and the sneezing and all that other good stuff, there's a pretty good chance that you might get it. Especially if you could hear it, then you're in the airspace. And we got New Year's coming up, and we got 3 days till New Year's. I want you all to be able to make it to New Year's. Most of us get sick on New Year's. Sadly, that's what happens. We're around each other. We're kissing and hugging. We're drinking. We're out there in the cold. Try to get yourself good sleep, good nutrition. You know, bone up on your vitamins, not in terms of pills, but in terms of your healthy foods, because I think we're going to have a little bit of a surge coming up as we did last year. It was New Year's. Right after New Year's is when I got COVID. That stunk. And boy, did that COVID hurt. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. A Texas federal judge has ruled against an HHS program allowing teens to confidentially get birth control. So they need to have parental permission to get it. U.S. District Judge Matt Kaczmarek
ruled that Title 10, the federal program that provides free confidential contraception to anyone regardless of age, income, or immigration status, violates parental rights, violates state and federal laws. The ruling means that teenagers who have been getting birth control without their parental consent has to now get probably parental consent. They said the ruling, now, Alexis Miguel Johnson, president and CEO of Planned Parenthood, Federation of America, said this ruling threatens the health and lives of young people who may be stripped of their ability to access the health care they need to build healthy lives. So here's the thing that's interesting. Birth control isn't always 100% safe. And it's a mix. A lot of us doctors are mixed. When children are having sex and they're doing it behind the parents' back, they don't want to get pregnant, they don't want to later have to face abortion, many doctors are of the belief, look, let's get them that protection. And if they want to do it and they want to do it privately and confidentially, if not, they could get pregnant, they could then have to, you know, get an abortion. I'd rather head it off at the pass. But some of these birth controls, I have seen young ladies die because of blood clots. And so for those of you who are parents, where somebody in the family had a blood clot, there's a blood test you could do, and it's a little pricey, to see if you or your daughter or son, it's called a coagulation panel, although it's called different and depend on different labs, to see if you do have factor V lead-in or certain aspects to your blood that may make you more vulnerable to a blood clot. And if you don't have conversations with your children, they may go and get estrogen-containing birth control and possibly do themselves some harm. In the news, they were talking about a girl who got a stroke from her birth control because of the estrogen. She had migraines, and she was taking an estrogen form of birth control, and she said she didn't know the two mix. There was a slight increased risk of stroke. So progesterone-only birth control may be safer, but it's not tolerated very well by many. A lot of females don't like the progesterone. They want that estrogen. If you take progesterone only too long, you could start weakening your bones because it's suppressing your whole cycle and ability to produce more estrogen and have more estrogen on board to protect your bones. So I do see an argument where the parents are going to need to know what the hell is going on, what to watch out for, and be aware. All I could say is there's a lot of things out there that kids can do without parental consent. You just need to be, don't have your head in the clouds. And if your child at all is having trouble breathing or acting funny or swelling in their leg, ask them if they're taking any estrogen birth control. But for these kids that want to prevent pregnancy, we need to figure out a better way to do it and get them access to birth control. That's safe. 1-877-DOCTOR.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.